weak ass clap. Anyways, nice. Usually I meant to clap and then there's nothing after, but
we'll you want me to do it?
Hmm?
You want me to do it?
Sure, you clap. All right, so now we're going to leave in... Oh, it's a good clap. It looked like it was a good clap. But I'm going to leave in that. My first clap's going to be a clap, but now they're going to see this. It seems to be a thing that goes on, the clap and everything.
Fair enough.
I often just keep asking people, oh, how you been, Clint? How you been? What's been going on? Oh, is your phone...
I should probably chuck that on D&D.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck's Dungeons and Dragons? Talk to me about that. Like, let me give you my... my perspective. Mm-hmm. I see, made it on a bunch of like fucking nerdy motherfuckers, which not against. Like, I grew up liking my anime, I like my RPGs, my MMORPGs, I like gaming, and you know, I like my English major, I like the creative shit. My point being, like, I meet a bunch of you nerdy motherfuckers, me trying to like distance myself, even though like I'm pretty sure if I played it D&D I'd like it, like the creativeness. Yeah. What the fuck, what's going on?
So D&D is basically like a tabletop RPG game, which is this, yeah, that's basically it.
I, before this thing started, and because you were talking to me about, hey, you had some D&D game coming up, I wanted to also ask though, is it kind of like gambling?
In what way?
Two questions. One being the rolling of the dice, the whole, you know, you're trying to get, are you trying to call a number, or is there a selected, it's both scenarios, right? Selected number, and you're trying to call the number, if you call it wrong, you dice that and stuff, right?
So, it's more like the dice roll determines what happens.
Yeah. But that's the like the luck base of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's... Yeah, there's a huge luck... I don't know. Like, it feels like...
I mean, you're not putting anything on stake for that. So.
I haven't played the game, mind you.
Yeah.
I just feel like the concept sounds so restrictive. Because I like D&D because it sounds like a game that's so, like, creative and, like, you know, it can go anywhere. That's crazy. I'm about that. Like, I love that. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more down for being, like, a fucking, like, an asshole and just, like, making this story go a certain way and, like, being funny. Like, I'm a comedic person. Like,
yeah.
These video, like, games where it's about talking crap, that's what I'm about. But then the dice rolls, I'm just like, man, what? I'm a level 100 this, but you rolled... Oh, wait. Things are skewed based on your own characters anyways, eh?
Because the stats or...
Yeah, because I haven't played, I'm just assuming, but I think this is a good concept. Wouldn't your stats affect like the dice rolls? Let's say like if you got higher stats that make you more likely to be able to do something successful, stuff like that. Oh,
yes,
okay.
Exactly.
No, I'm with it then, I guess. I suppose it's I mean, I'm complaining about something I haven't even, number one, played. Number two, can I even provide an alternative? I can't. Water bottle's different. But yeah, how did you start playing?
How did I start playing? I think it, for me, it was just like a bunch of my friends started playing and I was like, oh, may I join you guys?
How old were you guys when you started playing?
Oh, this was like uni.
Uni.
Yeah.
What's the age group? Do younger people go in, or usually like uni age group, young adult go into it?
It can be for all age groups, really.
Really? Okay.
Like, comprehension. There has to be a degree of comprehension.
Yeah.
Like, you know how to read, how to do basic math.
Yeah.
It's actually that, yeah.
Man, read and math in a game. I'm kidding. A little bit of an update. How have you been since our podcast? Like, what's changed? Anything? Okay. Give us the update.
Well, you know how you mentioned getting a job to actually solidify a routine?
Yeah.
Well, I got a job.
Yay, Clint.
Yay.
You're not a deadbeat anymore.
True.
Hey, is your brother off your ass now that you got a job?
Well, he hasn't been burying me as much as I...
But that's more so because of COVID. You can't do fucking shit.
That, and he's been stuck doing his job at home, so...
Hasn't had time to rip into you. Yeah. Okay. Well, so, things with your brother, man. Like, you talk to him, bro? Tell him, hey, man, stop busting my balls.
Honestly, it's just been, like, small talk, just because he's been so busy with his work and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Small talk, I don't know. Find that, bro. Find that, like, middle ground of love between you and your brother, man. I'm jealous you've got a brother, but, like... Where is the love? Oh. But yeah, yeah. The thing I actually wanted to pull up about the job thing,
yeah,
I actually had a job idea for you. That was actually what I wanted to talk about these past few weeks. I've been trying to get you over here.
Yeah,
that's the thing. But I have been trying to, like, out of the fucking nowhere, hey man, you want to come over? Like, let's kick it, let's hang out. And you're like, what the fuck, Simon? What?
Yeah,
you're busy because of all COVID, Avalon cluster. Fuck yeah. That shit.
Thanks, parents.
Oh, bro, like, I, you already heard what I had to say, man. Like, my point being, no. COVID is an issue and I get it. It's just Asian parents, bro. They fucking take it up here, man. They yeah. take it up here. Yeah, like, that's, you know what? We'll unpack that right now. My issue isn't, hey, COVID, it's a problem. It's concerned. Wear your mask and shit. But, like, I'm operating within the limits. And, look, I understand. It's case by case. Yes, their family's older. I get that, right? Mm-hmm. But some people, I look at them and I was like, to what extent, like, do you limit yourself from being able to do things? You know what I mean? My on my end is that what I've done is I mostly stay at home anyway. So when I do go out, it's less. But when I do go out, it's worthwhile. So I'm able to do things, you know. I don't completely... Yeah. I haven't, like, signed out of going out. I just go out within the restrictions. And I know, yes, there's a lot more concern. Probably, yeah, I probably lack a lot of the concern from having... maybe if your parents are older and things like that, I'm sure. But I'm just saying, there has to be a way, like... You're missing out on life, yo.
Yeah,
because like at least for the way that it was going through with you, I was like, because for example, my example being, let's say you live in that cluster.
Yeah.
But you won't go to the other areas that are in the cluster. If your family's high risk, I get that because you might step out in your like in your area and you'll get it. You know, we don't know that. Yeah, look, at the end of the day, I'm going to have to highlight the fact that I'm just, you know, I'm 20 something, not a lot of old people around me. I'm from a position of like. Fucking privilege. I don't even know what's going on. So I'm sure a lot of people have it way worse. But yeah. In your situation, I don't know.
Yeah.
Your parents like what, 50, 60?
Almost 60.
Almost 60. Fuck, what are they worried about, bro?
I know, right?
No. Like, younger people, that's around the age range. Well, what was the age range? Age range for COVID deaths? Like,
So they cite elderly. Yeah. So at least like...
Yeah, that 60, number's 70? Changed a lot now, huh?
60, 70?
Exactly. But my thing is, yeah, your parents are 50. What are they worried about, bro? And if they really are that worried about COVID, you know what I know about the fact about your parents? Where they've been fucking asking? I'm probably wrong. But they're probably all about that Tai Chi shit, bro. Swinging their fucking arms in the morning, you know?
Hell no.
My mum probably walks out and swings her arm in the
morning.
No,
my mum is way too busy with a garden.
Do you know she do stretches?
No.
I thought, bro, come on. I thought, you know, all old Asian people want to do stretches.
I know what you're talking about, though, yeah. But like...
But wait, hold up. No, if your mum's way too busy in the garden, that means she's too healthy to be cared about COVID. That's what I'm saying. Do you get my point? This is my thing. Listen, Asian don't raisin, bro. Fucking Wuhan's back on, brother. And you see, they shrugged that shit off like a fucking...
True.
They shrugged that shit off like if COVID was like discriminating, like, oh, Asian, I don't fuck with. To show my father. Oh, God. No, I'm kidding.
It's funny how they're the ones who started it too.
Yeah.
Kinda.
So much. Like, I've lost track of the fucking news, bro. Like, when this thing was early on, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
After fucking the news start, because then.
And then there's like the new variant
news,
as well.
And then, oh, British variant, fucking.
So much
I'm
shit
so
to
fill through. I'm so fucking done. So fucking done.
Yeah.
Fuck, kill me. Kill me now. I want to die. Like, it's so stressful.
Yeah.
Also, I don't mean that, but it's just my favorite quote from one of my favorite UFC fighters, Justin Gaethje.
Okay.
During the press conference, like his first debut fight, the guy was like, if you're not ready to die, don't come to fight. And then he's like, no, kill me. I want to die. He ended up being the crap. It's, oh, it's the best. Point being, yes, COVID, like, ah. Oh.
Yeah, so much shit going on.
So, so teetering. The job op that I wanted to put to you was maybe considering running your own teaching thing.
Like a tutoring thing?
And just recently you told me the 2 days that you're working now with the job,
mm-hmm.
the job that you got.
Yeah.
But I don't think you don't have time to work on a project because it's different. See, I told you that I had a job opportunity. What I really meant was I had a project for you that you could kind of create and then it's just your little own. the only, and this is like, I've got this on here because I just wanted, hey, have the opportunity to talk about it. I've been talking to some of our friends, Eric and stuff like that as well. Yeah. We can get our hands involved, but this isn't a business partnership.
No.
Because friends, I haven't, sometimes you try not to like fully involve yourself with friends in business because I think, at least for me, I'm not experienced enough to know that I can.
I think
run
it'll be
well.
Like a conflict of interest, if
yeah,
anything.
Sometimes
yeah,
sometimes a little bit. But this is for me. I know, like, I'm gonna straight up tell you what I get out of this, like, and sure, why I want to do this. I get prestige. I feel good. If I can help you make something for you, oh great! I feel fucking phenomenal. Sing my praises. Sing my name when you praise me. All right, I don't care. But my point is, then you've got something that's good, that's fruitful for you. Like,
yeah,
well, that's good for you, is it not?
Yeah.
Do you not want that?
Yeah.
I don't think we can't build you up to have some kind of tutoring of your own, even like now that you've told me you've got your job and everything, especially now you've got your job. Great, you've got your job now, you've got consistent income. Great, now you know like you can invest this into a business or something.
Mm. Yeah, just because I have like a fail-safe sort of thing.
Fail-safe side project, something that you kind of keep going. Like, dude, I'm not telling you this is going to be easy. I'm not telling yeah, you this is not going to take any effort. I'm also not telling you you have to get this done. I'm telling you, you're allowed to fail. You're allowed to not even try it at all. You've got your own life going on. Mm-hmm. You know, as I'm talking right now, a lot of momentum, a lot of adrenaline. We're hyped. We think this sounds fucking cool, doesn't it?
Mm.
Hey, listen, when all that settles and you might feel like, oh, fuck, this sounds exhausting. I don't want to do that at all.
Yeah.
Who knows? But I thought it would be a waste if I didn't at least present it to you.
Yeah, no, for sure. You're like highlighting the opportunity for yeah, me.
Because what I've realized is a lot of... One of the things that I've like, I had a conversation with a friend who actually went to your school.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's older than you. Regarding tutoring centers nowadays.
Yeah.
So you have the tutoring centers that they've got the finance, they've got the money. Let's say it's me. I've got the money. Boom, I get the place. Great. Now I go hire the students, the tutors. I go up to someone like you who's just finished high school. You're fucking fresh off the content, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I also let you know. And great, if you happen to also be studying education, I also let you know, oh yeah, this is good. Come work for me. It'll be good training for you, which it will be. You'll be teaching and stuff. That is good.
Yeah.
But then for me, I get so much out of it. You know why? I pay you a base rate. I pay you the amount that I have to pay you, which is, I think, hourly rate, $26.10 an hour.
Yeah.
That's that. You get paid that to do a, like, those jobs, like, with... If even that, you might even do cash in hand. You might not know. You're fresh out. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
50 an hour. Well, 50 an hour is something you probably charge if you own your own shit, right?
Yeah.
But so I don't see you getting 50 an hour. And even if you did get 50 an hour, you could definitely get more.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about... I haven't been that stepped into like the tourist centers lately to know exactly... the breakdown of different models, but I'm talking about the model that kind of basically preys on the people who've just finished high school, have the
yeah,
fresh content, and then have them work for, hey, by all on paper, that's all good. They're making the base rate, right?
Yeah.
But they can be making way more. Oh, did I say that they were making $26.10 teaching a whole classroom, marking papers and stuff before and after class? Shit like that. That's yeah, the commitment. You haven't been tutoring, have you?
Like recently, or
like
just
as in yeah, as a gig? Have you done any tutoring gigs? Like taught any tutoring classes lately?
As of late, no, not really.
Okay, you used to go to tutoring, right? You've been
yeah,
to classes and stuff like that. You know how they're like, right? So obviously you got your big bosses. I don't want to name their names, but I don't know enough because I didn't go to that much tutoring back then. I just know your Trungs, your Dr. Do, the Peeps, your names, you know, your names, people's names. I can't comment on them too much because there are concerns that I've heard, but not to do with what I'm saying right now.
Okay.
Those concerns we can touch into if we have time, but the concern that I'm focusing on now is that whole idea of being able to commercialize these fresh high school students, like fresh out of high school students,
yeah,
when those fresh out of high school students could probably be doing something for themselves.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like. Listen, if or at least the opportunity or the know-how, the knowledge be presented to them. My thing being... When you're fresh out of high school, a tutoring place offers you a job. You haven't got a job lined up. Fuck, you take it, man.
Yeah.
You take it, you go through it all, and you work hard, but you think this is okay. And you, because, you know, if your standards are low, then you think this is great. This is fine. This is all you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm sure that this gets better soon. Of course, you know, you get through your years and stuff. But what I'm trying to say is that the opportunity to talk about this and also talk about someone like you is to circumvent that problem. I want to cut through it from the start, at least present that opportunity. Once you finish high school, if you're contemplating working for someone else, you might as well work for yourself.
Yeah.
And if you know that I've told you you might as well work for yourself, and you go, no, that's not what I want to do. You've heard everything I've got to say with like the benefits and the good, the bad. And you go, yeah, nah, I prefer to just, I don't want that fucking stress. I don't want to think about it. I just want to work for them. Do it, by all means.
Yeah.
But at least do it knowing the options that are available. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I understand you told me you're a teacher's aide now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have during the school hours, right? Perfect. So that's consistent work. That's fine. You can't supplement that time.
Yeah.
Because those people are in class during that time, right? But this is what I mean by talking about how this is something that could open up options even during a time where you've got work now consistently. You go to uni, like I'm not going to specifics, but you go to uni mm-hmm. a certain amount of days and you have work those 2 days. Great. The other pockets of time, you should be able to work on this tutoring thing because why? Hey, what happens after this term's done? Holidays, boom, that's 2 weeks.
Yeah, two whole free weeks,
bro. And if you're in a cycle of trying to improve shit, you don't give a damn about the... Because you care about hanging out time, playing, going out, going on road trips, stuff, Jarvis Bay, that was fucking fresh.
Yeah.
But you don't need to care about... Once you've got a project like that you're working on, maybe this is my project, you then care less about the I need to just sit and play games time. You have that.
Yeah.
That rewards it. But at least now you're rewarding yourself with the sit to play game time because you've done this work time.
Yeah.
And I think that's something really awesome if you take it up, Clint. Mm. Water. Not you, I'm just saying me.
But yeah, I've definitely been in that position where it's like fresh out of high school.
Yeah.
The hirers know that we don't know
they
any
better.
They
don't have to train you.
Exactly.
Anything. You're just going and regurgitating content you just wrote fucking notes for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Level of value to this. And hey,
I think
it's fucking good,
like,
but...
I definitely had it worse than that, actually. Because I was actually getting underpaid.
Yeah.
And I like...
See, I'm hearing all these stories. I don't know enough to fucking talk about who's being underpaid and who's not, but this is the stories I'm hearing, being underpaid. Yeah. What was that? What was that experience, being underpaid?
Fucking dog shit.
What were you getting paid?
Like 10 an hour.
For doing what? Tutoring?
Like, well, it wasn't even tutoring. It was just like marking papers.
Yeah.
Like...
Under the guise that you do education, this is good, give you exposure, you know what I mean? Oh, you do this, you start working up to teaching. Uh-huh. What the fuck?
That's bullshit.
I'm already doing the fucking degree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, listen, if teaching was as simple as just regurgitating the content, then I wouldn't need the 4-year degree.
Yeah.
But because it isn't, okay, let me fucking do my shit then. Because literally, this is how I would present to you if we were to do this tutoring thing, right?
Sure.
You probably pick up all your numbers, get your ABN, whatever, all those business numbers. Cool. Boom, done. We got Clint. We name it something. Clint's fucking education. Clint's fucking... What are your subjects?
It's physics and maths.
Physics and maths. Not science and maths?
I don't know enough about the other sciences.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. Not broadly enough to teach lower years?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Like, I can brush up on it, but...
Yeah. Science and math, but I feel like... Well, we have to look into. See, this is the working together bit. Do kids get science tutoring? I don't know. I know they get chemistry, physics, and bio tutoring.
Yeah.
Physics is one of the main tutorings they get,
yeah.
Which is great. You've captured a big part of that fucking market. And I'm asking you, you're in fucking university right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a damn. I'm not even going to ask you what your ATAR is. I don't care. No. But my point being, can you teach high school physics?
Should be able to.
Can you, maybe not even legally teach us in a classroom kind of stuff, you don't have your degree, but we're saying, can you sit next to someone who's studying physics in high school and help them do better? Do you think you could do that?
Yeah, most definitely.
It's your fucking job.
Yeah.
It's great. You've got physics. Now, if there is a market for lower years who want to study science, obviously you'd need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be helpful.
Yeah.
You need to have that broad lower year level knowledge, of course. You don't need that specific chemistry, bio.
None
but
of
there
that
you go. That's
content.
What you present. Mm. And in the long run, on your own terms, you can look into going to partnerships with other people. A lot of what I'm saying now is very abstract. We'll see what we end up doing because, you know, when we're fucking performing to the fucking camera, yeah, I can say whatever I want to say.
Sure.
And I put this camera down and I'm like, you know,
actually working through it.
Yeah, well, like, you know, this is me first time presenting the idea to you. When I put the cameras down and I'm actually hitting you up during the week, telling you, hey, think about this, that, that, that. Feel free to let me know at any time. Go, hey, man, I'm going to take a pause on this. I'm busy with a lot of things. I don't have the time. Cool. I won't put no pressure, no hate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But my point being, you've got the physics, you've got the maths done. Like, that's such a big, you know.
It's like a decent share of the pie.
Because there are so many ways we can do this. So many ways we can slice and cut this pig, right?
Yeah.
We could fucking, you know, have, okay. The way that I did it one time, which we're going to avoid you from doing, because it's diminishing whatever value, effort, whatever fucking
diminishing thing. Returns.
Yeah. What happened was I used to finish uni at a certain time. Time in, hang around, study, leave uni, catch public transport to like whoever student's place was, sit there, teach them, and then A, get picked up, or B, catch public transport home. I'm teaching for about an hour, maybe 2 hours for 50 bucks.
Sounds pretty standard.
Oh, for 50, 60, 80, whatever. But I'm catching that fucking train from the city back, and then teaching, and then see that?
Yeah.
You see how...
time inefficient.
Yeah. See my point? All because I was just new and fresh and I wanted to be nice. And see, I owned my own shit. That was me running my own shit. But yeah, that was fucked, right? So we...
However,
yeah,
it depends on how you see it, because that could just be like a little side thing that you do for like a little extra pocket change.
Yes, but at the time, yeah, but let me slice and dice it again. Yeah, it was pocket change, bro. Pocket change to the extent that I had another weekend job working like 4 to 3 a.m.
Yeah.
4 p.m. to 3 a.m. waitering. Yeah, it was pocket change. But this is my thing, Clint. I'm not telling you to hop onto this so it can be pocket change.
You want it to be ideally.
You need to be able to bring something to it. Honestly, it needs to be at least half of what you're making with your standard job.
Yeah.
But I reckon it has to be the same. Hmm. It has to equal.
Equal to that.
Because I think you're not working enough already because, it's hard because you have the studying as well. Yeah. Right? Because that's why I'm saying half. Because of the studying, I think half. But when if it wasn't for the studying, if you only had those 2 days of work that you've got, equal, if not growing to be more. Of course. It's growth. There's one thing that's capped and one thing that's the potential to grow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And okay. I think that we really... Because I'm not like overconfident to go, okay, you got this student this time and hours and boom, 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 50, 50, 50, 50, you make all this money. That's not what I'm trying to say. But you can see, you can like look at, just focus on, you remember I was asking you about your uni timetable going, what's the deal, what's going on?
Yeah.
You right now in your head, you're thinking about the 2 days you've got work, you're thinking about all the days you've got uni. Do you think you've got the time? Like,
to depending, what, weave in development?
Well... Developing is obviously the easy part, I think. Background work is always easy.
Yeah.
You hang that onto like the structure of your life, of what you're doing.
Okay.
But then when it's actually active, do you think you could do it?
I probably have to like sack a day at least of uni. I have to reorganize it.
But this is my thing. We'd wrap that around the skeleton. Now, can you see how if you had to finish uni and head to someone's house and then head home, you'd be fucking exhausted?
Yeah.
Uni in the morning. Right, and let's say you're done lunchtime. Yeah, a bit after lunch, great. Yeah, you get there, give it an hour, because that's give or take. Could be earlier, definitely could be later, right? An hour. Teach for an hour, great. That's like almost 4 o'clock now. It's back past lunch. It's like three something, almost four. Then you head home. You head home, boom, dinner time. You're exhausted, you've been moving around all the time. Then you got to do your uni work as well.
Yeah.
Right? That's why I'm saying what we'd look at about... you know, fitting around your structures. I think this, a lot of this is now coming up to me as I've spoken to you.
Yeah.
Because I had like an idea to get this in front of you. Now we're having a discussion. I'm thinking there has to be a level of things come to you. People will come to you.
Right.
Right. I'm not here advocating. This is just for educational purposes only, but I do
theoretical.
Theoretical. I do know people do in the universities. They have people come to the library and they do tutoring there. Have you seen that?
Couple of times.
Yeah. So if you get students who are local who can make it to the uni that you're at, yeah, you have seen that. I'm not encouraging you to do that, but that is an example.
That's a method.
Yeah, that's an example of how they come to you within your day. Right? You cut out what I had to do, which is, yeah. So I didn't do it for long. and I don't have a bad taste for it. I feel like the recording might cut off for a bit, but we'll keep going. Another thing is, let's talk about your where you're at, where you live. Can you get a level of something coming there? In your house, is there a room for that? There might not be. I don't know. You see what I mean? Your local library.
Book. Yeah, but that's what I had in mind at one point.
You're sorting out a lot of like people coming to you.
The logistics, yeah.
You the logistics, and it's very simple for now, obviously, but that's how you... That's my idea is this. Hey, listen. If you're right now, you've got standard work, you're making money to spend. True. That money doesn't stay.
Yeah.
But if you pick up this thing and you start making some money off this thing, and you just hold on to that money and just reinvest it into the thing that you're currently working on, there is no reason this doesn't become more efficient for you.
Yeah.
Because that becomes, that money can then become a car, it can then become like a room that you hire, it can then be, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And then you've got spend to spend money, make money.
You know it. So what do you think of all that? The tutoring thing.
That's a good amount of stuff to dwell on.
Yeah. If you reckon, do you reckon it's achievable?
If I put like 90% of my free time into it, I feel.
Yeah. You need time to... like. As you say that, I realize I'm kind of adjusting you to do what I'm doing, basically. Like, because now, like, you see me, it's just work... sports, podcast, project.
Yeah.
For you, it'd be... Well, this is how I see you going into it.
Sure.
You just go in as much as you can, whenever you can. So, let's say at this start, right? I'm not going to go, boom, 10 students, go teach them. That's not how it goes.
Yeah.
At this stage, you're going to go, what do I need? And together, we'll come up with like a list of what do you need.
Like resources? Resources.
I suppose somewhat. Sure. A bit. Not that many. Like, in a sense of, like, what do you need to, like, get your name out there and stuff? You know what I mean? Yeah, where do we get you to start from? How do we set the system and the framework up?
You
know?
Okay.
Obviously, if we're looking at a criteria, we know the criteria involves people coming to you and you not coming to them, right?
Yeah.
You know how I am. I plan big so we can do small, right? So if I'm talking about fulfilling the criteria that people come to you, then I know the systems are your area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your local library.
Yeah.
And your uni library. Great.
Yep.
Choose one, Clint, where that you think you can operate out of. Can you operate out of your own house?
Probably not.
Okay. That's that. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Done, perfect. So it's only local library
or uni library.
And uni library, great. That's good. You know why that's good? Because now we're playing this like a game. This is the video game. You know when you fucking color out the fucking territories and shit?
Uh-huh.
In sim video games where you capture all the fucking flags or you do all the missions or whatever of that territory. Boom, zoom, 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 zoom. Like, you know, the red territory becomes
right,
green.
Yeah.
There. You got the library and you've got the uni library.
Yeah.
Let's start with the library first as an example. I feel like that's an easier one than the uni library.
Sure.
Somehow you need to be able to let everyone, like let the people in around your local library know that you offer this service.
Yeah.
You teach math, you teach physics.
Selling points as well, of course. Pardon? Selling points, of course.
Yeah.
Like,
whoa.
Yeah.
The fact you do education. That's the thing, you meet them. And like you know, then we start working because this, hey, the tutoring ain't you're hiring me to get this job done. Tutoring is you're hiring me so we can work together. True?
Yeah.
You're working together with them. The selling point I don't focus on right now because they will be there.
Yeah.
Is because the selling point is when you show up or when they show up and they meet you. Boom.
Yeah.
When you're teaching them, they're learning. Boom. See my point?
Yeah.
And then how you distinguish yourself from everyone else, what you bring forward and stuff like that, how vibrant you want to be as a teacher. If you're doing science and there's a level of, okay, maybe for this lesson we're going to be outside. If you can bring that variety. If you don't need to, you won't have to. I'm just giving you an example.
Sure.
All right. So there you go. That's something you can start with. There's no point in me like hitting you with a lot because there's so much that we can do. You get that done, boom, you've got like a base going around your area, right? Mm-hmm. This is all the schools and stuff around your area. You've got different students and stuff. Those students have friends. Great. You start expanding. Cool. So perfectly. It becomes a job whereby what you have to do, because you line them up, you time them up and you line them up, right? So after school hours, so you have basically 3:30 onwards.
Yeah.
Right, the closest people we can get there, let's say 4 o'clock even. Some people want to eat after, but four depends on your demand. You play your shift. This is how you play this game. This is how you feel it out. You get 4 o'clock. Okay, cool. You got your student, and you can line them up. I reckon you go till, because then they live locally as well. Everyone's just going home. It's in their area. Yeah. You know what I mean? Great. So then it becomes your job becomes after uni. You know, instead of going straight home.
Go to the library or something.
Your base, your HQ, so you can teach.
Yeah.
Done.
Mm.
Because what are you doing in that time? You're making money and you're creating your name. Getting it out there, creating people know you and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
There you go. And then from then, you can then, well, this is because for the sake of speaking, I'm going to say, but that's your first mission.
Yeah.
Your first mission is find out everything you need to have, sort out what we can, it's very big with what we can do and what we can't do, right? Line it up based on your time. Because the thing is, my example is, I never used to be that into sports. Now you can see that I am heaps into sports. I love it. Like I'm really hoping, like, it's not too late for me, that if I just keep working hard, I'll be able to get to some kind of professional level. I actually, that's where my head's at. Just cool. Keep getting better and better, like healthy. I'm staying well. You know, I don't have to cut weight or anything like that. I have to be extremely healthy. I can snack. I let myself go. But still, yes, you know, my eating well and training well, that's my thing, right? But before I picked up this sports stuff, it was like barely had any sports in me, and I was just studying and working stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I go back to studying, I'm gonna make that sports a priority because I really have it. It's on my skeleton, you know what I mean?
Right.
I won't compromise other stuff. You know, because things that happen, because you line up the things that have to happen. If I do this amount of sports and I want to keep it, I go, if this is the amount of sports that has to happen, this is the amount of study that has to happen, cool. Now we're playing with the amount of time that I can shift and like lose and stuff. Let's right. see how much, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So in this case, your work, the job that you have, is something that has to happen. It's good, you keep it. Good yep. connections, yes. Second thing is yourself, as in
going to uni,
studying.
Oh, studying. Okay. Yeah.
You're studying. That's something that has to happen. You have to get your education. Everything's compulsory. You've got right. to show up to everything, right? Let's not cut those corners. We can officially make those corners work if you want to start playing around. And that's when you get the efficiency of having, hey, a little base in Macquarie as well.
Yeah.
Right? So that's. But then that's the thing that you put on. You put on. So the two things that you have to have, this third thing that you're taking on is the tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. If you once you have that, things that you don't need to have, now you start listing them. See what I mean? In your sports area, you live really close to the climbing gym, you can do that, and I wrap it up, you know, before bed, boom, climb, done. Make sure you get to bed slip easier.
Yeah.
Get into a good routine. This whole, you were talking to me about going to sleep at 5 a.m, bro, it's fucked.
Yeah.
I know, it's because, like, can I present this, like, I haven't figured out the math properly.
Sure.
But something that I've thought about, and this isn't, I'm someone who sleeps late, and I still do, 2 a.m, 3 a.m, you know what I mean? But like I found this benefit in sleeping early is like if you sleep late, you end up paying for it later.
Yeah.
If you sleep late and you wake up early, obviously you're fucked.
Yeah.
Right? If you sleep late and you wake up late, well, you've woken up late, those hours that you had in the night, hey, I get it. If you're doing work, fair enough, whatever. And if you're okay to lose those days the next day, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Right? So it's okay if you're staying at 5 a.m. if you know, a day, like you might want to earn it, right?
Sure.
But then there's a level of like if you sleep early, like 10, 11, 12, you wake up early without that much effort, 6 and 7.
Yeah.
And do you see how you get that same amount of time as if you stayed up late? Similar. I'm like that's what I meant. I haven't worked the math out, but you get what I'm saying, right?
Theoretically, it should be equal.
Being
yeah.
able to do things, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, and that's the thing. I think you should be able to shift on and off. Sometimes there are times where a lot of this work needs to be done in the nighttime. Because like, for me, sometimes my most best thing comes out during the night. A lot of this fucking podcast was planned out during the nighttime, you know? A lot of it. In fact, all the editing happens up until 2 a.m. All my fucking editing, I edit. Once it's 2 a.m., I edit the last fucking video. I let that run through the night while I go to sleep. next morning I wake up and finish editing and we're good to post. Huge tangent, but the point being, yeah, that's your skeleton. You know, you if you know you've got the time to, because bro, free time is exactly that. It's free time.
Yeah,
this is some huge Gary Vaynerchuk shit. You know Gary Vaynerchuk?
No, first time hearing of him.
Gary V.
What of him?
The entrepreneur, the guy who hustle all this. You know that culture of like work, hustle hard, all that shit. Okay, I suppose you don't know Gary B. You should check him out. But my point being, what he says is like, we have this huge culture of people working from Monday to Friday and they're excited for the weekend. They're excited because it's like, that's the rest. That's it. Yeah, I get it. I understand that. But that's the rat race. The rat race is literally that.
Yeah.
The people who sidestep that, the people who want to do more, they're not excited for the weekend like that. They're excited for the weekend because that's time for me to work my own shit.
Right.
The people who now own things, they own the rare weekend time by using that weekend time on things that they wanted to own today. Whatever they built for themselves. They use the, I finish work at 6:30, great. From 6:30, including eating everything till I get to bed, I'm doing what I need to do. Mm. I do the thing that I want to earn. For me, I said sports and then a show, a bit. I'm working on it through the night. And that's what I'm saying for you. Like, at this early stage, before you're actually sitting down teaching,
yeah,
there is a level of, you're going to go to uni. When you get to uni, before class, you got an hour, 2 hours, great. Sit down, start mind mapping this shit. What do I want to, like, what do I need? What do I need to sort out? You know, who do I need to call, contact? These plans, these work, like, have a notebook. Start writing this shit up. Because, like, they're just moves you got to fucking make, man. These moves that you need to make. Same thing with my AE thing. Like, bro, I wake up today, I had plans and they went a different way, but hey, I knew I had to work with you. Cool. So I've got to be better. I got to move. I was in bed today. I didn't want to get out.
Yeah.
But I knew if I don't get out now, I don't eat my lunch. If I don't eat my lunch, that's not good in the long run for working out and everything.
Right.
And if I don't eat my lunch and I sit down with you, it just, everything just sets up the time awkwardly. You know, I pushed a little bit. You saw, you came here and I was just finishing. Literally, I was at the very end of the meal. I was on the other end of that meal. See my point?
Yeah.
Like, but it's. I feel like it's a muscle. You just keep training it. And like right now, I'm really happy. Like for you that you've got this consistent job of yours.
Yeah.
But I want to say this, right? The person that I spoke to last time was weak. The person that I spoke to now is stronger.
Mm.
However, this person now is stronger. I don't think anything's changed. I think you're just lucky. You got a job come through and it's helped you out. Good.
Yeah.
It's put you in a stronger foundation. That's not wrong. That's not to take anything out of you. Because you have to be able to step up to that to be able to be that. And you have, clearly. That's why you've got the job.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, you
have a greater potential.
You wear that white belt, you keep that cup empty, and you've got room to grow.
Right.
You've got room to, because this job was just luck. It was handed me. Thank you, these people who own an establishment and have given me a routine so I can, you know, keep that so I don't have to fucking sleep fucking 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I've got something the next day. I've got a commitment. That, hey, listen, Clint, you and I know, man's got to work, bro. Man's got to work. And I know you're coming fresh out. This is so good that you've got this job because you're going to come fresh out of that whole last time we spoke. You're just gaming and stuff. You know, you're doing nothing because that does get boring after a while.
Yeah.
You, that's why, like, I love games, bro. But, like, the thing at the end of the day, I realized, because I like stories, so I'll still play games. But
yeah,
I'm just putting effort, moving my hands into things that's just on the screen. And it just moves and it's just all been laid out. It's all been written out. And that's it.
Yeah.
And at the end of that game, you just go, oh shit, I've just burnt out all this time sitting here doing nothing. I haven't created anything. Yes, you enjoy your game, and that's why I still play games and stuff. I enjoy it.
Hmm.
But you know what I mean? In that, people dedicate 127 hours to a game. Again, there's a level of like streamers and people who make content. Hey, power to you if that's what you're sorting out. But my point being, 127 hours in a game, if you're not making anything out of that, you could be doing something else.
Right.
And it's not to take away, it's not to even say that you shouldn't be playing games. You should be. You need to reward yourself, man. You got to reward yourself.
True.
But the thing is, don't make that 127 hours happen in one sitting when you could have like broken 127 hours up into over a few days and gotten a bunch of work done for yourself. And then at the end of that, reward yourself with, you know, fucking 10, 20 hours. I don't know how many hours you need. See what I mean?
Right.
And at the end, and the thing is that 10, 20 hours can add up to 127 hours because after those 10, 20 hours, you go back to doing your work again. And you're back onto the game again. It just keeps compounding and adding. You then have, you finish what you want in the game. Me too. and you have a product at the end of it.
Right.
You're only a little bit younger than me. You're not that much younger than me.
Yeah, 2-3 years.
But like lately, I've started to realize like I'm still pretty young.
Mm.
I have still fallen in the conversation of people going, "Yeah, man, you've got time," which is great. I love it. I love being existing in this like level of, there's no pressure. At least I feel it, right? Only because I feel there's no pressure because I have my head in something, on something I'm working on. You know, this AE thing, it might flop, but I'm really fascinated by it. At the end of it, if it flopped, I picked up a bunch of skill sets.
Yeah.
I can do stuff with it. It's in an area of things that I want to work with. Sometimes I might want to admit, want to be number two. I might just want to be the person who helps out based on like my experiences. Maybe I wasn't meant, whatever, but that's fine. I'll play around.
Mm.
Same thing with this. Dude, if you make this and you're able to, because I told you, I'm now telling you how to run this tutoring thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me what my experience with tutoring was. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Why would I put that upon you? Because I see there's potential in it. Because I saw what went wrong with me. And I see what everyone's going wrong with everyone else. And you've also seen it as well. And you know me, I like my prestige. And I also know that if we nail the model, there's enough students to go around for everyone, man. First, that's my first point. We nail the model, we can create the model.
Hmm.
If you're able to do it, then your friends should be able to do it. And this is, oh my god, it sounds like a pyramid scheme, but it's not, because I'm not trying to get anyone to pay me. No one should be paying me anything.
No.
It's them going out and creating their own. That's the pyramid. Like, no, yeah. there is no pyramid. It's me with the brain talking to you, and you just talk to your mates, and then they decide to do it if they don't, or they won't. That's it. That's what it is. There is no pyramid. I'm never, like, fuck that. MLMs are the worst. But my point being here, we kick this education. Like, if what I'm saying is correct and it's doable, and I give it to you, you're able to create this. You've got the model. You create this for yourself. It's good, right? You don't have enough hours a day to teach every fucking student in your area, bro. You just don't.
Mm-hmm.
And because you do have to supplement with a lot of what's going in your life as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Great. You can then show your other friend how to do it, and your friend's gonna, it's literally teach a man how to fish. Literally, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then you got, you know, and by the end, what I'm hoping for, and I'm the reason why I'm scared about the pyramid scheme is because if you do know a pyramid scheme, you understand you can only do like 10 loops and like you're done.
Yeah.
You've finished. You've run out of people on the planet.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm trying to do. What I am trying to do is, yeah, like if you let someone at the end of this, I want all students to at least have that option. You finish year 12, you have the option, and because the blueprint's already been written for you to go explore and create your own shit. Create your own thing that you can open up and exist and have around.
Yeah.
That doesn't cost too much infrastructure. It shouldn't, because a lot of this is just training. That's why. The lack of infrastructure, the lack of owning a place is because it's, hey, bro, why the fuck am I getting you to spend and rent a place so you can tutor kids when we don't even know you're going to do a good job or not? We don't even know you're going to like it.
Yeah.
See, there's a lot of good things, pros and cons of tutoring things. A lot of good entry level, you know, like moving in, working with money, stuff like that, dealing with customers. There's a lot of like flexing that muscle to get better.
Yeah.
It's just good long-term life skills. And it's, I really don't, like, sometimes, I don't know if other people feel it, but I've experienced times when I felt at my age, I feel capped, but like I can't get any better.
Huh.
Like even with a uni degree, you feel like I'm just getting more qualified to do the job, like proof that I can do this job.
Hmm.
But I don't feel like I'm getting better. I'm not getting smarter, because I don't read enough books, which I should start doing. But I'm not getting smarter. Potentially not getting any stronger if I'm not like training or, you know, working out consistently, whatever it is. But yeah, I've been in those slumps. I felt that. But I'd hope that's not true. And I'm discovering I don't think it is true, because I'm working on projects and I'm getting smart. I'm talking to different people with different perspectives. I know that my world is like expanding and my interest is expanding.
Right.
But it's thirstful, you know, wanting to learn. But I also see that you, someone like yourself, could have the same kind of, you know, desire as well.
Right.
You go through this thing, even this experience of like having a couple of, you didn't do it for like a week, you learned so much. You know, setting a timetable, learning how to accommodate for this student stuff. You've got to learn how to like set your own timetable as well.
Yeah.
You start, you know, there's this level of having to realize, oh, I can't do all this work because this amount of commitment I can't do, because then it infringes on my life and I lose the quality. You know, keeping this nice balance.
Yeah.
This thing doesn't work if it breaks your daily life structure. this thing works if it complements your daily life structure.
Hmm.
You're putting yourself in a position when you, and I love it, you pivot and move. Because let's say, I'm not, because I think this job that you've got with, that you've got now, is pretty secure. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Right? But if without effort, without too much effort, of just, you know, working hard, or effort and working hard, but my point with, you know, you're putting your effort into something that can grow.
Right.
It might grow bigger than this. And then you have the option to go, okay, I don't want to grow that big. I'll just keep it at this level,
mm-hmm.
and I'll keep doing this job.
Right.
I've got two. Or you go, I don't want this anymore. I like it. I've got the prestige, but I don't want to. I can give it to someone else. You can give it to someone else.
Mm.
You can literally train someone to do your job. Give it to someone else.
Right.
Or even hand off the students to other people. You create some kind of a network.
Right.
And I mean, there's so many... Yeah, I'm not even like thinking about just the good for you yourself, Clint. I'm thinking about the good for like the people, the young people.
Yeah.
Because if we're talking HSE,
mm-hmm.
there is obviously, don't fucking make me the pariah or like cast me out for being the person who conflicts with the idea of like tutoring might not be the best option. Because the Board of Studies or Education or whatever doesn't like tutoring. I know that.
Mm.
But we can't then say, ignore the fact that this is what's happening and this is the thing. You know, and it's showing fruit and result that people want. It's giving people the results that they want. You're doing education. Do you know a bit about the gifted and talented and things like that?
The gifted and talented...
programs and like selective and things like that?
I've heard bits and pieces about it, but so not nothing too in-depth.
One of the things and what I'm talking about is two perspectives, right? At once, because it's fucking fascinating.
Mm.
The selective test was made for, like, to identify gifted students, right?
Right.
So they can go to selective schooling.
Right.
Then the motherfucking Asians came through and ruined that whole system with tutoring.
True.
Because kids are now able to show that they can hitch that benchmark based on, you know, this extra learning and stuff.
Right.
Which is then negating what the selective system was for. It's meant to identify the kids who are naturally gifted.
Mm.
They were born, they're inclined to do this well on their own.
Right.
The Asian kids, they fucking, the immigrant mentality, they fucking pump this shit and they kind of broke that system. That's why we have so many Asians selective.
Yeah.
Now, I'm on two folds of that. One, I am on the side of, you create a lot of toxic parenting, yes?
Yeah.
My kid has to get a selective. I want, because, you know, the brain of those Asian parents is, the association is selective, good career. You've been through it all. We don't have to talk, but you know. Watch the fucking last episode Clint was on. But that's what it's created.
Yeah.
That's the negative side. It's mm-hmm. really fucking like disgusting. I fucking all the time. Every time I see parents like that, I'm like,
yeah.
Fuck me. But despite saying that, I have to then also understand. I mostly say it for when I see that the child is like fucking drowning in that, like
right.
they're suffering as a result of that. Yeah, I completely understand when the child actually exists in that environment. Fine, that's cool. And then it is what it is. You're doing a great job. If you're gonna be like that and your kid can actually cope, great. Yeah. They'll do great things.
Mm.
So that's me talking about the negative side. On the positive side, what I do admire is the
tenacity.
That put us on the fucking map.
Mm.
You know, this education became like, it really said something for a level of like, hey, putting really showed that level of putting hard work.
Yeah,
you can be born gifted, talented, but hard work should override. Of course, there's a level of sports genetics and stuff like that. Same with being smart and things like that. But yeah, because then in the suffering that you have, you know, a lot of people who can't cope. Their experiences of not being able to cope as their parents put all this pressure on, which is bad, which is why every generation has to get better. The generation that is now won't have that as much. They'll be able to see the signs much earlier. Hey, my kid can't cope. That's fine. Let's pull back a bit.
Yeah.
Let's hit the brakes a little. Let the kid develop. There's a lot more to the mind than just the book.
Yeah.
Tangent. But yes, it's good that we were able to give that foothold. We've already got the foothold, bro. We're talking about the foothold the other way. We already have a foothold, Clint.
Yeah.
And through that foothold, that's good because we can just keep making this happen. I think this new generation that comes forward should be a generation of, we know the formula. The formula is working hard.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the ability to do that. So let's do that. Anyway, we can see the signs that, you know, we're working hard, but we're struggling to achieve results. cool, instead of trying to push something that doesn't work and breaking it, we can kind of adjust and find different ways.
Yeah.
And suddenly this whole generation starts becoming a little bit prettier, doesn't it? Because it's the generation that we have now has been built on a lot of suffering and a lot of sadness, like tiger parents, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of broken relationships ships as well.
Mm.
But it's not to say that it didn't create, you know, a lot of things that we can definitely be proud of. There's nothing wrong with, like, there being, like, a lot of people in medicine being Asian, at least for, you know, Asians. Like, that's something to be very proud of.
Right.
Yeah, whatever makes you comfortable, brother.
Sure.
But my point being, the only problem was because of the way things were run before. Mm-hmm. There was a level of, oh, you're that and I'm not, so now I feel this hate and disdain, you know?
Just like the othering.
Yeah, yeah. But as the generations are changing, it should be. I understand you have your elitist communities and societies and they go fuck themselves up the arse. Yeah. I don't give a damn. Me and myself, I'm thinking, we're finding that middle ground, that line where, hey, but we all need each other.
Yeah.
You know, I if I'm naturally a certain way and able to achieve this and you're not, I should not be imposing these Asian expectations because the times have changed now. It's better now. It should be much better. And I'm hearing this a lot, what I really love, is because back when I was in school, a lot of us kids were only childs or the firstborn, like who hang out with me, right? The eldest. So their parents, this is the first one we're sorting out. They were all strict on that, right? Yeah. And then now that we're all like in kind of uni level, uni age or tertiary education or doing a thing, or they know for a fact we're not getting up to any, you know, problems.
Yeah.
They're actually easing off. They're easing off in the sense that, you know what? Oh, like a lot of this worry came from the unknown.
Mm.
I think that's a pattern that's happened, like a common pattern, not only that's happening now, but was happening before. If you look at your older, like, generation parents, like the parents who had done, not done being parents, but their kids graduated while we were still in school. They would have give you a lot of, like, you can see that they would have eased off because they look around, they're like, oh, yeah, no. A lot of, like, other kids get up to a lot worse than what my kids resulted.
Mm.
There's a lot less pressure.
Yeah.
Which is, it's interesting, eh? It's like, when you're young and you probably take the least pressure, most likely to break emotionally, is when most of the pressure was put on. And it was only until when you're older, and I'm talking to you generally, I'm sure that some people have even higher pressure and higher expectations, I get that.
Mm.
But like the general thing being like, and then when you're older, because all our achieve, that's what, back to a thing I was saying, like, you know, as we get older, it feels like you don't achieve anything more, you don't get any smarter.
Mm.
The thing I was going to touch on was the your, when you're older, you don't make any more you feel like you're not making any more achievements.
Yeah, like just getting a job is like the capstone.
Like this is what everything was resulting to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some people might not get the job that their parents set out for them, but then they realize, hey, we live in Australia and shit's good. And even though I don't get the job that my parents wanted me, I have a job that was good, that provides, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Apparently, about 75 grand a year is enough to be considered happy. I mean, if you think about it, it's fair.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't ask for too much, like, yeah, it's enough to have everything you kind of need and stuff. Just under the, back to the concept that I was pointing out to you, that man needs to work.
Yeah.
Man has to work. Or that free time isn't poison.
Yeah.
Needs to be working. And hey, like I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be working for someone else. It can be working for yourself too. That's why with you, I'm talking about this thing, because you're going to start investing time into something that, you know, can grow and you can own.
Yeah.
So yeah, what do you reckon? What do you think? I've talked a lot. What do you have to say?
Well, I definitely agree with, like, just people having too much free time is poisonous to you, because, like, in my opinion, it just gives them time to contemplate their own existence and their own meaning in the universe. Just like,
I don't think anyone does that, but sure, go on.
Well, that's my worry.
I was going to say, it shocks you.
Yeah.
When you have too much time, it shocks you into being stagnant.
Yeah.
Point being, on my end, I know that next time around, whenever I go traveling, I need to exercise while I travel. Because every time I travel, I come back, I get shocked out of my routine.
Oh, yeah.
So from now on, because your muscles and stuff, they stay technique. Yes, there's a level like always hiking and stuff or walking around, you know, moving. Yeah, there's, you know, staying healthy.
But you need more of that, more intense.
The mechanical, yeah, because your joints and stuff. Well, that's what I was talking about to this about with Andrew last week, doing more push-ups and pull-ups. From now on, just simply whenever I travel, bro, if I can get to a gym and stuff, I will. But if I can't, push-ups and pull-ups, that's my thing. Push-ups, pull-ups. That's, I'm just going to make sure, like, my body's just always working out. It's good. It's good for you. Like, there is no negative to it.
Yeah.
When I talk about, and I'm not big on giving advice and stuff, but I talk about these things that I do, it shouldn't deplete you, right? It should give you something.
Right.
If it depletes you, then you have less energy to do other things. So when I say that something has to give you energy, for example, I know for a fact, like, doing burpees, right? It's a good way to energize yourself in the morning. You retire, do 10 burpees,
yeah,
5 burpees, whatever. You can't be inactive after 5 burpees, trust me, because your blood's all flowing, your heart's like pumping. You're gonna perk up for sure.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Like, but if doing 5 burpees then exhausted, you couldn't do any work, then it would be no point. It'd be useless.
Yeah.
So, but point being, yeah, like, it's good. You can use your energy. It's like, I think the whole getting to sports thing for me was I'm hyperactive, right? So I've got more energy than most people. Cool.
Right.
We're cool for that. That's fine. But then if that's the case, then there's even more of a burden for me. Has that, I think it stopped recording.
Probably.
Whatever. But I'll wrap this point. More of like an expectation for me to then use that energy. Right? Because what happens to energy? You use it all and then it replenishes. But right, if you don't use it, you just stay without energy. It's just useless. Like, time's still passing and you're still energy's holding on to that energy that hasn't translated into some product in the world. Hasn't translated into a table being shifted or a, you know, thing being built or something being fixed. It hasn't translated. It's just translated into stagnant. And, oh boy, like, I struggle with it. And this world
so
is
essentially
real hard.
It's a shitty bank.
Yeah.
No interest.
Yes.
Yeah.
No investments, no nothing. It's like money. You want to make money, money has to move.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. That's with sports, because I do have a little like lazing about time on my phone doing nothing. But at least with the sports, I can then guarantee like I have spent my energy and I've earned this rest.
Right.
Anything you want to wrap up on?
There's a lot of the process.
So there's nothing you want to say now? You want to kind of process it?
Yeah.
That's all right. No pressure. I'll wrap up then. Is that all right?
Yeah. Yikes.
Oh, there's no video on that. That would be funny.